On a 360-acre working organic farm just outside of Hudson, New York, Triform Camp Hill Community offers a therapeutic community environment to young adults with autism, Down syndrome, and a variety of developmental disabilities and physical disabilities, and they've done that for over 30 years. On Sunday, May 20th, Triform Camp Hill Community hosts their 10th annual benefit concert featuring the Triform Student Bell Choir and the Hudson Valley Philharmonic Woodwind Quintet performing Peter and the Wolf. They'll also hold a benefit silent auction and wine reception on Saturday, May 19th. Proceeds from the event will provide Triform student scholarships to deserving young adults with developmental disabilities. Here now to tell us about the benefit weekend and, more importantly, the incredible work that Triform Camp Hill Community does is one of their executive directors, Meg Henderson, who lives and works as a full-time volunteer at Triform. Meg, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
You do amazing work.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, it seems, I mean, giving your life to this type of work is not only admirable, but it's so important and so special and so necessary. What is, and I assume with that comes a great deal of personal satisfaction and gratification.
Yeah, it's absolutely a lifestyle, not a job. And, you know, we join Triform to really focus on the young adults with special needs and their transition into adulthood. But for everybody who lives there, because it has this holistic lifestyle, you know, we also benefit. We're not just dedicating our lives. It's a mutual satisfaction because we feel we are, you know, fulfilled.
Can you give us a sense of how your approach perhaps differs from more traditional centers?
Mm-hmm. Well, we live in our family homes with the young adults with special needs. So in that in itself, we have this way to embrace people year-round, day-round. It's a working farm, as was mentioned, and that gives a natural opportunity for vocational skills to be, you know, accessed and used that's meaningful. And we have a very strong emphasis on the arts as part of this of the Waldorf movement to which we belong. And the arts and theater and drama and music just enhance everybody's life, and we're all so enriched by that. And part of our work, you know, extends to, you know, vocational training, education, and then just, you know, life skills that naturally come when you live together, which is very difficult for young adults with special needs to have often in an isolated setting, perhaps when they leave school, leave home, and they're trying to make their way in the world.
Granted that all of these disabilities are not created equal, mm-hmm. in the sense that the needs of someone with autism or is very different from someone with Down syndrome, mm-hmm. or a variety of other developmental mm-hmm. disabilities. Mm-hmm. So I guess it is safe to say, and correct me if mm-hmm. I'm wrong, but each student comes to the table needing something different.
Yes, that's right. And there's amazing synchronicity and mutuality in able to support one another. We don't pretend or say we have all the answers how to treat everybody. It's less of a therapeutic approach than a holistic. By living together, we learn from one another, and that you or I, with our so-called normal intelligence, have as much to learn from the young adults with disabilities as they have to learn from us. So it's a sense of mutual supporting. And when you get to live with somebody over a period of time, some of the things that may seem inconquerable behavioral challenges in the beginning just are surmounted by sort of love and understanding and, you know, the various therapies and educational opportunities that we're able to offer. So it has a two-way approach.
As I mentioned in the introduction, this is a 360-acre working organic farm. Mm-hmm. You're just outside of Hudson, New York. How many people are actually living in this community?
We're about 100. We have short-term volunteers that come from all over the world who stay for a year or more. We have AmeriCorps members, volunteers who come for 2 years, up to 2 years. We have volunteers who just make it their life, ordinary people. And then we have 40, up to 40 day and residential students who come for, you know, a period of time from 5 to 8 to 10 years. And some make it their home and stay for a longer time.
And you live there.
I live there.
Okay. So this is you've given your life to this.
Well, for the immediate future.
Okay. And how long have you been doing it?
For 14 years.
All right. So for immediate future, I mean, that seems fairly
Well, future is a long term, but yes, it's a dedicated lifestyle. And again, it doesn't seem so much of a sacrifice as it's holistic. If you're a type of person who doesn't want to separate your life from your work and you want to be, you know, involved with something that gives meaning and has an artistic component, this is a very good solution. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the bell choir as a way of not only what we are presenting here in our weekend coming up with the...
On May 20th.
May 20th. But the bell choir itself is a very good analogy for how we work, because this bell choir is made up of our students and the people who've been there longer term. Some of them are new to this. Some of them have been a long time. If you were to meet them, you'd be very surprised to think that they could stand in a choir cohesively creating beautiful music. And it's utterly touching. I have seen it many times. It's utterly touching because music has this way of transcending disability and creating unity. And it's just, yeah, it just speaks to the soul in a way that's very, it's very awe-inspiring.
And the choir will be performing with the Hudson Valley Philharmonic Woodwind Quintet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing Peter and the Wolf, which is such a beautiful, touching
piece.
Yes, it's
anyway, very...
Mm-hmm. And fun.
It is. It's very recognizable, so it gives us something to look forward to, as well as sort of complement with our own music. And we are extending the weekend to, for the first time, do a silent auction, which will be held off-campus at Art Omai, which is nearby, a beautiful sculpture park and a lovely center, which will give us opportunity again to raise funds, because Triform is a private enterprise. We do not receive state funding, so this is a way for individuals who can't meet the tuition to be able to offer more scholarships and more people can benefit.
And as you say, many of the students, how many students do you have?
We are going to have 40 next year. We have 36 now.
36 students. Mm-hmm. And they, and as you say, this is multi-year. They will live there for several years.
Yes.
And how much of it is education and how much of it is treatment? I heard you use both words.
Well, I would say it's loosely a three approach, therapeutic, vocational and educational. So in the morning we have different workshops, weavery, bakery, pottery, land work in the farm and garden and estate. That's sort of the morning work component. In the afternoon there's artistic and educational piece of theater, music, drama, reading and writing, excursions. And then of course, because it's a residential community to which actually day students can come, we have a small day student program. The evenings, the weekends, just give ample opportunity to sort of live together and, you know, practice life skills in a very real way.
How does it differ from the experience, and this may be impossible for you to answer, I'm just curious as to the difference between an autistic student who would be living at home and then given this opportunity to live away from home, but with other kids who are who have many of the same disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we often find that there is a very strong attachment to the home when people first come, but that everybody can learn their measure of independence and feeling of meaning within a whole. And I think that this is a community life has a very valid alternative to living, you know, in this very small environment with just a few people that you're surrounded with. If you're surrounded with more people, you are able to overcome many challenges and many, you know, many hands make light work in a sort of a intellectual way.
I mean, running a farm, that's hard work.
It is, and it's a biodynamic farm, so and organic practices take longer, is more labor involved. But again, there's something very real about milking, about feeding animals, about grooming, you know, the cows. There's a lot of sensory integration, a lot of sort of, you could say a lot of words about how it feels, but for the young adult with disabilities, their contribution to that, their feeling of being part of a whole, whether it's taking out the milk from the barn in the morning, you know, moving the compost around, delivering the bread from the bakeries.
Yeah.
Every small bit adds to the greater whole.
You know, so you feel free to not answer this. I'm just curious, but because you give your life to this. I mean, this is, I'm worried about you. I mean, like, if you want to go out, can you do that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, I get ample opportunities to travel, like to here, for example, today.
Right. All right.
And we have our children in the local Waldorf school. We participate in community events. We go out to Hudson for recreational activities.
Okay, so you have children. You have your family included in this as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's part of the idea, is that you live as an extended family and that you are just extending yourself as a parent or as an adult to include in your family other adults with special needs.
So do any of your children have special needs?
No.
Okay.
They just are normal specially needed children.
So they go to a different school, but
yes.
then they learn from these children as well, of
yes.
course. It's
yes.
a special experience for them.
It is. A lot of our children who come through Camp Hill, often the teachers comment on their greater social tolerance and their sensitivity towards others because they've just been exposed more.
Now, are you how did you and your partner
or mm-hmm, my husband
your husband
mm-hmm.
how did you decide to do this?
Well, as many people, we left obviously we hadn't met each other, but I left university wondering what to do with my life.
Yeah.
And I had family actually in Camp Hill, and I came to visit, and I was very surprised how happy I was, and more or less committed my life then, except took a circuitous route. It was 7 years actually before coming back. And my husband's much the same. He had trained in Denmark and social work and wanted to get an experience abroad.
So here you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never roll your eyes and say, okay, what's next?
No, we lived and worked in a regular setting. I was a teacher in a high school. We had our own home. And we really wanted to move back into community life, we felt our life should have a higher meaning.
I can't imagine that it doesn't. I mean, it sounds mm-hmm. like just an incredible work that you're doing and this entire community. The Triform Camp Hill community hosts their 10th annual benefit concert on Sunday, the 20th of May. This will feature the Triform Student Bell Choir that Meg mentioned earlier, as well as the Hudson Valley Philharmonic Woodwind Quintet performing Peter and the Wolf. It is there will also be a benefit silent auction and wine reception on Saturday, May 19th, with all the proceeds going to provide Triform student scholarships to deserving young adults with developmental disabilities. This takes place on the campus of Art Omai, am I right, in Ghent?
The silent auction takes place in Art Omai, and the concert will be in Triform. We have a beautiful gymnasium, which is the concert will take place in.
To find out more information about the event, to find out more information about the community and about Camp Hill, you can go to triform.org. Triform, that's T-R-I-F-O-R-M, triform.org. Meg Henderson, I thank you very much for joining us this morning and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up next, we are going to talk to Myra Levinson about her new book, No Citizen Left Behind. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.